Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's Tesla's AI self-driving team for the robotaxi launch party. But where are the women? Maybe they're in HR, or maybe making a sandwich, or even drinking their pumpkin spice lattes. It's good to see that Asians, whites, and Indian men all work together to accomplish self-driving. This picture also represents meritocracy and not gynocracy. Some people will say that this picture needs more women, Hispanics, and black folks. What do you think? Up next, women expect men to fight for them for their entertainment, and yet guys are bailing because it's no longer worth it and they're simply going their own way and checking out. Even with their nice rack, they still won't put up with her. The real problem is that there are hundreds of sims that'll fight each other, Royal Rumble styles, to be with her. Women will say that they're the prize, but we all know that it's men that are the prize instead. Bros before hoes. Number 3, Lana Rose reveals that she went on a date with the Nets player and got friend-zoned. More like she got put in the bedroom zone. He smashed her and then dashed because he didn't want a relationship with someone with an astronomical notch count. I bet that Nets player showed up at their date in a hazmat suit and mask. It doesn't matter how hot a woman is, if her notch count is up in the sky, then you simply need to fly. Moving on, a while back, a couple guys wrote an article debunking the UN's attacks on the manosphere. Once again, they're going after men going their own way in other groups. I guess they didn't get the memo that information about female nature and hypergamy is no longer restricted to the manosphere, and has now gone fully mainstream. Looks like men leaving the plantation is more terrifying to them than Iranian warheads. It also worries them that more younger guys are watching Manosphere content and then voting for the right. Number 5, this woman went to the Love Museum and she's upset because she can't have sex there. They should make the place 18+ and have a clear plastic room so the guests can smash each other in full display of all the other visitors to witness. Talk about an interactive exhibit. Apparently this is in South Korea. So I guess this is one of the reasons that the fertility rates there are so low. But I still wonder, what does yes touch mean? Maybe guests are allowed to feel each other up or something. Up next, according to the largest newspaper in Canada, the Globe and Mail, Canadians need to prepare for a decade of thrift and lower living standards. As if we already haven't been dealing with that over the last 10 years of Trudeau's rule. That's why I'm mostly invested in American and international assets, and only 5% of my net worth is in Canadian dollars. And look at the spike in Canadians leaving the country since 2002. It keeps going up and up, but this number unfortunately pales in comparison to the numbers coming in. Number 7, here's the dilemma that's facing most women these days. They can't find a man who meets their standards, but at the same time they don't meet the standards of the men that meet their standards. That's what happens when you're a 5 and your standards on men are 10s. 35-year-old feminists that live the Sex and the City lifestyle wonder why successful hun-hot millionaires their own age won't settle down with them. It's a real shocker. Moving on, someone says that a man's wife and side chick are both pregnant, and gave birth but none of the kids were his. Looks like it's hard out there being a pimp. I feel bad for him emotionally, but financially he dodged a pair of very expensive bullets. But I don't believe this because, what did he do? Ask for 2 paternity tests. Getting one woman to agree to one of those is impossible, and getting 2 to do it is impossible squared. Number 9, identical twin couples gave birth to baby boys at the same time. The boys are technically cousins and brothers at the same time because of their DNA. The woman on the right is hotter and her kid looks healthier, but the woman on the left is leaning into her man. Imagine what all 4 of them could do in the bedroom. They could be swingers without being swingers. I bet the guy on the right impregnated both of these women, and the guy on the left could have been the cuck that watched. Up next, Mia here probably thinks she's being smug, saying that women smash whatever man they want, and that men smash whatever woman they can. Gavin tells her that men marry who they want, and women marry who they can, and that she needs to remember that. Yes, the age-old situation where a woman is the gatekeeper of sex, and the man is the gatekeeper of commitment. Increasingly today, men don't want to marry anyone, thanks to hoflation, and all the STDs floating around out there. Also remember that when a woman marries you, she probably continues smashing whoever she wants. Number 11, this woman poses a man to sexually assault a blind teenage girl, and she avoids jail time. Just look at how she's smiling and proud of herself and of all the attention that she's getting. This is female privilege for all to see. And you know that somehow some man somewhere will still be in jail because of this. All because this lesbian was born without balls. If she was a man, you know this wouldn't fly. Moving on, Jeff Bezos is an idiot for getting married again. He rented Venice, Italy for his wedding, and people think that he needs to pay more tax. Even if you took all the wealth from the billionaires, it wouldn't make much difference to government debt. Governments need to learn how to spend tax dollars more efficiently. As for Jeff, he sure found a prize. A chopped-up plastic surgery disaster that's also single mother. He also brings her ex to hang out with him on his yacht. That's cuck behavior. Number 13 looks like older ugly mids are getting bitter. This one says that the age of consent should be raised to 21, and that men should leave the 18 to 20-year-olds alone. How much you want to bet that her boyfriend replaced her with a younger model? Older women today enjoyed having sex while they were younger. But now that they're older, they want to get rid of their competition so that more of the top 5% of men find their way over to them. Sorry, babe, that's not how either biology or the law works. Up next, here's one showing you just how obsessed with status women are. Rashan set up one of his female friends with one of his tech homies. She says she wants someone that makes more money than a warehouse worker. Rashan says that his friend works in a data warehouse and that he's a data scientist. She's clueless, and even if he makes tons of money, she would still reject him because he works in a warehouse. It doesn't matter what type. All that matters is that her family and friends think that he's a loser. Number 15, some sim confesses that he has a fetish for lazy women. Well, just his luck. There doesn't seem to be a shortage of those types these days. He wants to come home and be told to cook and clean, and he wants to enable all of her bad behavior and habits, like smoking and drinking. And this type of woman usually weighs 300 pounds. Bonus points if you're a chubby chaser too. I suspect this man is facing a testosterone deficiency. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if a lazy girl typed this. Moving on, this guy says that here's the look that every woman in public pool gives him when his wife leaves him alone with the baby for 5 minutes. This isn't true at all. When I took care of my niece and nephew, I never got anything like this. This sounds like cuckservative propaganda. These women are just looking at that cute baby and to make sure that the father didn't kidnap the kid. Some of them might even be trying to kidnap the kid themselves, so be on guard. Number 17, someone says that the rich pay their fair share in taxes, and that here's proof. The rich certainly do not pay their fair share. They get rich from investment income primarily, and not salaries or employment income. They borrow against their assets and never sell them, so they never have to pay tax because they never sell them. Some of their net worth raises into the millions and billions, and usually their effective tax is in the mid to single digits. Ask me how I know. Up next is AOC officially in torta territory. Is she about to blimp up? Latina women are nature's ultimate trick. They're slim and curvy at 25 with a pretty face. But at 45, they're shaped like the monster from the Bugs Bunny cartoon, with the behind of a rhinoceros and the face of a building. In honor of her putting on all that weight, someone made this and definitely deserves the most creative restroom in America award. Number 19, James Wood says that if Trump deports every illegal in California, it will lose 3 congressional seats and 2 electoral votes. Now you know why the Democrats opened up the border and flooded the country with illegals during Biden's term. In turn, Trump and Musk are trying to flood America with Indians with H-1B visas, because they aren't allowed to vote, but they also come to America to work. Most won't risk being deported, so they don't vote. Moving on, is this woman real or AI? I thought she was AI, but apparently she's a real woman named Kristen Too Sweet. We're entering a world where good-looking women online are going to start losing attention if they look too good to be true. Kristen looks like she wants to be Asian so bad. I'd like to see her try and do a Hayugen like they did in Street Fighter. I still like Mortal Kombat more than I ever did Street Fighter. Number 21, you can't make this up. In the plot of the Black Girl Iron Man show, the woman joins a criminal organization and steals so she can get enough money to build her suit. And no, I'm not kidding. What the hell was Disney thinking perpetuating that stereotype? Were they trying to keep something culturally accurate for a change? I asked AI and it said she wasn't stealing directly, and that it was morally ambiguous. Yeah, it's still stealing. Up next, meet Don Cherry, a Canadian legend. He was fired by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for saying, "You people that come here to Canada, you love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. The least you could do is pay a couple of bucks for a poppy." Obviously, he was telling immigrants to pay a couple of dollars to support Canadian veterans. And that, too, was problematic and toxic. He's now 91 and was forced to do his own commentary online, and he just retired. When great men like him are betrayed by their own country, what hope is there for the rest of us? Number 23, this woman has been at her job for 4 years. and asked to be a trainer, but it never happened. And now white girl gets hired and 2 months later, she's a trainer. Gee, could it possibly have something to do that's not about racism? Maybe competence trumps seniority in this case. Maybe she's more qualified. This woman seems to think that time equates the level of ability. She's probably one of those people that also doesn't understand per capita. Moving on, a Grade 6 book shows mosques as a source of noise pollution. And netizens are launching an online petition demanding that this textbook's no longer be used. Go to Egypt and you'll hear what this is talking about. Even if you go down remote parts of the Nile River, there are mini mosques pumping out prayers all day long. It makes you go slowly insane. Mosques have their own call to prayer 5 times a day, or 1,825 times a year. Even women don't create as much noise pollution. Number 25 and the last one, here's this couple's first picture next to their last. Looks like the normal progression of time. But seriously, she let herself go big time. No pun intended. Regardless of the pregnancy. Also, what do they mean by last? Did he step out for milk and cigarettes and never come back? But at least they look happy and you just know that if the relationship is over, she's not the one that ended it. And I hope that's his kid because she got real ugly. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.